This will be my greatest performance.
Thanks for downloading the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Valio.
Program the computer.
I love my lip.
Bappy, bappy, bop. Hey, the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you
we don't do anything.
Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales. How are you?
Hello, John. How's it going?
It is going really well. It is so good to talk to you, Larry. I never dreamed I'd get a chance to chat with somebody I grew up watching on TV.
Why, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you, too. You know, usually talking on the phone is a bit of a challenge for me, but over the years, I've learned how to really work my shoulder to get the phone up to my ear.
I was going to say, and that's one of my first questions for you, because I mentioned you on Facebook. I said I was kind of in a pickle as to what to ask.
Oh, I like that. Clever.
I had 75 comments within about 2 hours. Everybody loves you, Larry, let me tell you.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel great. Well, I love everybody, too.
Well, the first question I have is from Karen, who wants to know, how do you do things, as it appears, with no arms or legs? Is that just kind of the magic of VeggieTales?
Yeah, it's the magic of television, really. You know, I struggle with it more in real life, actually. You know, when I do my autograph and stuff like that, you know, I have to have somebody do that for me. It's a challenge for me talking on the phone, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
But on TV, it just all sort of works out.
Julie wants to know, did you ever find your hairbrush?
Well, you know, I'm on visitation with the hairbrush. You know, he's with the peach.
Okay.
So every once in a while, I get to see the hairbrush. The hairbrush is being put to better use with the peach.
Now, I got a question from Dana, who wants to know if you're ever going to settle down with a pretty pickle and raise little gherkins.
Oh, one of these days. One of these days. You know, Petunia Rhubarb from VeggieTales, you know, sweet, sweet Petunia. I'm kind of sweet on her. We're mostly just friends, but, you know, you never know.
That was my next question, the status with Petunia, and it's just a friends thing right now.
Yeah, it's just a friend thing.
Okay. Elizabeth wants to know, and I'm not gonna ask you all 74 questions, don't worry. I know you probably have got a lot to do, right? Like make a salad or something?
Oh, well, yeah, keep away from salads.
Oh, you keep away from salads.
Yeah, it's a constant struggle.
Right. Elizabeth wants to know, what are your musical inspirations, and do you have a favorite silly song?
Wow, well, speaking of, you know, salads, I went to the Julienne School of Music. So, yeah, and studied, I can make another terrible pun here, Chopin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally get it.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, but what was the second question? Sorry about that. But, oh, you know, anything with a tuba is very inspirational to me. So, I love tuba. I love polkas. Tubas, accordions, anything with a slide whistle.
Nice.
You know, those are all, that's all great. And there was second part to that question, wasn't there?
Your favorite silly song. You say pretty much anything with a tuba is your inspiration, but do you have a favorite of all of your silly songs, Larry?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you know, I always enjoy getting together singing with the boys in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the belly button song, and we have a new one coming up pretty soon. It's kind of top secret right now, but I think everybody's going to love that one, too.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a lot of fun ones. You know, there's the standard hairbrush song. That's probably the one I get asked to sing the most.
Ah, yes.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush?
It's kind of like the national anthem, though, because it can be really dangerous. If you start too high or too low, you get yourself into a lot of trouble. So you kind of have to start it. I have to make sure I start it on the right pitch. But it's one of my favorites.
Speaking of silly songs, I know one of them would be featured, at least one silly song, with the new VeggieTales Little Drummer Boy, which I'm guessing you're pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so much fun. You know, I get to play one of the Magi, which, you know, I learned was a wise man. At first, when I heard it, I got confused and thought it was Jedi. And, you know, so there's a little bit of a goof there on my part.
Bring your lightsaber with you, did you?
I did. I had my lightsaber and my sand speeder and all that. And so I figured out that it meant something else. But it's me and Bob and Archibald. We're the three wise men. And then Junior Asparagus plays a little drummer boy.
Okay.
So it's such a sweet little story.
Well, yeah, it is. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the story, specifically maybe your favorite part, or give us a little preview.
Well, sure. You know, it's kind of a story within a story where Junior Asparagus in the modern day thinks that his friends ditched him and went off Christmas caroling without him. And so he's kind of holding a grudge against them. And his grandpa, Pa Grape, reads him a story of the little drummer boy. And so we go back to the very first Christmas, right around the time when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and we follow the story of Aaron. He has a lot of tragedy, and he loses his parents, and he has three little animals that he plays his drums for because he doesn't want to be around people. He thinks people took his parents away, and he just has a lot of unforgiveness. And he ends up in Bethlehem at the manger and is finally able to forgive when he sees Jesus. And so it's a really, really cool story, and I think kids will learn a great lesson in the true meaning of Christmas and in forgiveness.
I understand that Big Idea, which is the creator of VeggieTales, they're partnering with a pretty cool organization on this project, right?
With World Vision.
Cool.
We've been working with World Vision for a long time, and they help sponsor kids all over the world that don't have a lot of things like food and clothing. And what we're doing now is if you go to VeggieTales/WorldVision.com, you can see their gift-giving catalog. And it's just a great time at Christmas to really help out kids and families all over the world. And you can give simple stuff like mosquito nets or chickens or goats. It's kind of fun to give a chicken for Christmas, actually. that sort of thing. But it really helps out. So we just thought at this time, with so many people in need all over the world, it's a great partnership. So we're really excited about that.
We're happy to help to make it known a little bit better on our morning show page. We'll post information to that. And, of course, the VeggieTales Little Drummer Boy DVD.
You can find it pretty much anywhere videos are sold, so go check it out.
Larry, it has been a thrill. I got one more question for you. Christmas in the Cucumber household. Do you do anything special for Christmas?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we have Oscar the Polish caterer over, usually most Christmases.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and people can get a peek at what that looks like on the video as well, because, you know, we're having our little Christmas party, and Oscar shows up with the food. So if you ever wondered, you know, what a full round of Polish gourmet feast looks like, you'll get to know that. I just love my Polish food at Christmas.
All right, Larry Boy. That's your superhero.
That's my superhero name. Yeah,
I forgot. Larry, it has been a privilege to talk to you today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you and the entire VeggieTale crew a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks, John. Merry Christmas to you, too. And always remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Goodbye!
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime at wcsg.org.